We already learned the basics of the malacha of sewing, that min haTorah, the malacha is either making two stitches to connect two things and two pieces of cloth, material, whatever, and tying the ends together or tying them separately so they can't go out. Who's on the other end of that phone? Okay. And or making three stitches, and even if you don't tie the ends, okay, making two stitches and not tying the ends is also midrabanan, at least. There's another way of being over sewing, even if you don't make any stitches, but you tighten a stitch, it's already there. Sometimes a button becomes loose and you can pull back the thread and tighten the thread. That's also called sewing. Or if you have a seam that it bunches up, and the way to get it back is to straighten out the thread, that's also considered sewing. Now, there are other things that are like that that are not either not osur or only osur midrabanan. And that is the following. There's some kind of bag sometimes that are laced through holes, and the way you open them and close them is by either tightening, pulling the two ends of the string, and that makes the bag close, or by opening it up, and then the cord, the thread, or whatever becomes taut. So if that's made to open and close normally, it's not made to be closed for an extended amount of time, it's made to open and close, like I just described the bag, some women's bags like that. And also, if it's a thin thread that goes through, or string, then it has to be that there are eyelets, or at least large holes, that the string or the thread can go through easily. So it doesn't even look like sewing. Sewing is where there's very small holes, and not bigger than the thread. Here, it's nice size holes where the thread can easily, be pulled back and forth. If both of those conditions are met, then it's mutter lechatchila. It's not called sewing at all. If it's not very large holes with eyelets, but it's not string or thread, but it's mamish rope, then also you don't need the big eyelets. Then it also doesn't look like sewing. It's rope. If the thing is made to not open and close constantly, but it's made to be closed for a while, this is the way you close it up, or it's even made to open and close, but it's thread, string, and very small holes, so it looks mamish like sewing, then it's also midrabanan. Okay.
Wait, if there's no holes at all, but it's the string is on the inside.
So that's bechlal not. Well, the inside is not really the inside. It has to be that there are something sewn each little piece, so it's going in and out of the inside of that seam. So that's also sewn. Right? If it didn't have that, it wouldn't work.
So any kind of drawstring.
Drawstring kind of thing, right. If it's made to open and close all the time and the holes are large holes, it's no problem.
I just noticed on a hot water bottle it goes inside this thing and
right.
It's got a drawstring.
So if it's just a string and it's not large holes, you can't use it. But large holes means that the string goes easily, you know, it mamish will fall out of the thing if you, some holes you have to have mamish eyelets, you know, in the holes. But that's not really, if the string will move by itself easily in and out of the thing, then that's already called big holes. Because in the time of Chazal they didn't have eyelets and they still had this halacha, whether it was big things or what, so it can't be totally in having eyelets. Okay.
Does it make a difference what the material is?
What? Does it make a difference what the material is?
Plastic, I mean,
If it's something hard that can't be sewn bichlau, right, then the chordus doesn't apply. But something hard like that, you can't have a drawstring that's going to...
I'm thinking like a garbage bag. That,
yeah, that's like material. That plastic that's pliable is like material. Same thing. Okay. Okay, now, there are other things that give the same result as sewing. Okay? Sewing is where you take, it's unlike tying things together, where the two things remain two separate entities. You don't actually blend the things together. That's tying things together. Sewing things together is where you want them to blend together, where they become, look, and look as much as possible like one thing. So there are other things that accomplish the same purpose. Velcro, zippers, basically connect two things where they become kamat like one. So now the things like this. These things are like buttons are better than these, mitzad, the fact that it should be more mutter, because buttons don't really blend the things together. You can see clearly where the buttons are, and it's two separate things. So buttons are always mutter. Buttons, even if they're for forever, right? That's not called sewing. But these other things, Velcro, zippers, we'll see that, what's it called, safety pins, could blend these things, blend the two things together. So then the halacha is like this. If the intention of zippering up what you're zippering, Velcroing what you're Velcroing, we'll get to safety pins in a second, is for less than 7 days. No, it's meant for a very short time. Very short time means less than 7 days, then there's no problem. So you can Velcro things together and zip them together if you plan to open them within 7 days. If it's for a longer time than that, then there's a place to be machmer. If it's permanent, there's certain things that you don't ever intend to take apart. Certain zipper things, like on couches or whatever, you zipper up the material on and in on the stuffing of the pillow, and you leave it like that. It could be for lenetzach lentachem. You never take it out again. There are certain hoods that you put onto clothing and zipper them up, and they stay like that, could be forever, or at least until, you know, the season's over. Those things, it's better not to do that on Shabbos, do it before Shabbos. And the mela not to take them apart on Shabbos either. Buttons, like we said, even for a long time. Now, there's other things that are also considered sewing, that's taping things together, okay? Pasting things together, gluing things together. Those are more serious, because those are mamish-like sewing. If they're done even temporarily, right, could be that they're usher, right, and therefore to use glue, scotch tape, even for temporary things, is not mutter. To tack things onto boards or whatever, for many reasons, shouldn't do. Okay, to use push pins on Shabbos, even if it's not for a long time. The stapling things also, same situation. Putting on these messages that have tape on the back, and even though they're only meant to be put on for a short time, but they could be left for a long time. And therefore, you shouldn't use those on Shabbos either. Again, all these things, there may be tzdodim to be matarit, but the minig ha'olam is, there's no reason to use these things on Shabbos. What's it called? Blue tack. Right? Also, there's other reasons why that's also, memareach, whatever, better not to use that on Shabbos either. Okay, now the situation that we didn't yet talk about is safety pins and things like band-aids, where you're taping something on, diapers temporarily can be taken on and off, and however, parts of it could be left forever or are meant to be on for a long time. So let's go back to safety pins first. Safety pins, it depends like this. If you're using the safety pin in place of sewing, in other words, you would have liked to sew the thing on, but you can't sew it right now. So for temporarily, you safety pin, and you could leave it there. Then it's also for sure. Then there's no shy. You're not allowed to use a safety pin. It's mommy sewing. You're taking a, doesn't make a difference if it's a pliable thread or if it's a what's it called, a thread like a staple or a pin. You're basically, what's it called, putting it in a way where you clasp it, which is like tying it, and it could remain there forever. Basically, you've sewn it. Okay. And it doesn't make a difference if you put it in once or you put it in twice. If it's there in place of sewing, it's awesome. If it's not in the place of sewing, just the opposite. The reason you're using a safety pin is because you don't want to sew the thing in. You don't want to sew the baby into the diaper, okay, which is today irrelevant because nobody saw cloth diapers anymore, right? We have them in a museum, what's it called, right? But But they used to have cloth diapers that you didn't actually want to sew the baby into them forever. You just wanted to use a safety pin so you could get them out of the diaper. So you can't say that the safety pin is in place of sewing. It's the opposite why you're using the safety pin for sewing. And also, you couldn't leave it there forever, right? Because you eventually want to take the baby out of that diaper. So that, according to Moshe Feinstein, and most poskim hold like that, right? There are some machmirim. But Lamaisa, in that situation, you definitely can be somach on the mekilim and use safety pins. The problem of safety pins is where it's somewhere in between. You could sew that thing on, right? Or you could leave it there for a long time, and there's no reason why you can't.